And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday, the 13th of October, 2013. It's the birthday of the cookbook author Molly Katzen, born Rochester, New York, 1950, went to college at Cornell, dropped out, frustrated by all of the student activism around her. She said, "I just kind of wanted to go to school. Everyone was like, Nixon invaded Cambodia, so we shouldn't go to school. I was thinking, I don't see the connection." She moved to California, then she came back to Ithaca, where her brother was starting a restaurant called The Moosewood. She helped for a while, and she ended up collecting recipes and publishing The Moosewood Cookbook, came out in 1977. Things like gypsy soup, tabbouleh, zucchini, feta, pancakes. It came out in an edition of 800 copies, then 2,000 more. The New York Times recently listed the Moosewood Cookbook as one of the top 10 best-selling cookbooks of all time. Her most recent cookbook is entitled Get Cooking. It's the birthday of the novelist Conrad Richter, born in Pine Grove, Pennsylvania, 1890. Moved off to New Mexico in 1928 with his wife, who was not in the best of health. And there he read stories of pioneer life in the Southwest, came out with his first novel, The Sea of Grass, in 1936. His trilogy of novels set in Ohio, entitled The Trees, The Fields, The Town, came out in the 40s. Conrad Richter was always anxious about money and was disappointed over and over again by the poor sales of his novels, The Trees especially. His friend and editor Alfred A. Knopf wrote, "I think that The Trees suffered from lack of action and story and gave the reader not enough narrative to bite into and something of the impression of being an overture rather than the main show." It's the birthday of the writer Arno Wendel Bontemps, born in Alexandria, Louisiana, 1902. First in his family to go to college, his father was furious that he chose to study literature instead of medicine or law. Moved to New York City, where he became friends with Langston Hughes, James Weldon Johnson, Jean Toomer, writers of the Harlem Renaissance. First novel, God Send Sunday, came out in 1931. His novel Black Thunder, about an actual slave uprising, published in 1936. Then a third novel, which got terrible reviews, so he gave up writing fiction, got a job as a librarian at Fisk University, where he collected African-American literature in anthologies, preserving much that might have otherwise been lost. It's the birthday of Lenny Bruce, the comedian, born in Mineola on Long Island, New York, 1925, started out as an MC in a strip club. Lenny Bruce said the role of a comedian is to make the audience laugh at a minimum of once every 15 seconds. Here's a poem for today by Diana Derhovenesian, coming up for air. "I, who never learned to swim right, walk through this water with you, with tanks, new lungs on our backs, new eyes that show me creatures who do not fear us any more than other fish. You float above me, and there is no such thing as fire to feed or tamp. My former life is swallowed by deaf tides. The songs are all new and wordless. I open my hand as if it were a fin." Coming up for air by Diana Derhovenesian, from The Circle Dancers, published by Sheep Meadow Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, the oldest monthly devoted to verse in the English-speaking world. Browse 100 Years of Poetry and become a subscriber at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Joy Biles, engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.